Of course, DeGenova and Tensing Law Firm joins us now. Big news last night, Joe. When I heard old Chuck Schumer last night, I was thinking to myself, wait a second. Is he going to cry again like he did the day before with all the Muslims and behind him? Is he going to start crying? I mean, this was just preposterous.
Yeah, his version of the crying game had a strange finish to it, just like the other, just like the movie. Here's the thing about what happened at the Department of Justice with Sally Yates. Here's the first question you have to ask. Why in the hell was she still there? Why did they keep her? Why did they make her the acting attorney general? Rule one, according to a very dear friend of mine, a former Republican governor, we were chatting about this last night after she was fired. You don't keep politicians in charge of agencies from the other administration. You replace them with anybody, a secretary, a clerk. Anybody has the legal right to be. Why didn't they pick this guy from the Eastern District of Virginia right away if he's so damn good? This was inevitable. Anybody who knew Sally Yates knew she was a political hack. And in fact, people were reporting to the administration last week that she was seeking to undermine the president's initiatives. This was before the Friday order. That information was sent to them, and the reason she was fired so quickly was because people inside the department were reporting that she was being a recalcitrant. She was verbally saying things to the staff about not following the president's directive. By the way, this is not just happening in justice. This is happening at the Department of State, where people are purposely over-enforcing the president's order in order to make life difficult for as many people as possible and create even more backlash than there has been. At any rate, she was insubordinate. She deserved to be fired. What she did was disgraceful. Of course, she doesn't view it that way because she is, in fact, a political hack.
Well, Joe, this leads us to ask who made this decision? Who made the decision to make her attorney general? Where would that have come from?
I have no idea. And in fact, certainly people like us were not consulted.
Right.
Notwithstanding the fact that we have deep knowledge of the department, we know where the bodies are buried.
Mm-hmm.
The transition team was very responsive when you would call and give them information. They kind of shut down right after the inauguration and stopped talking to people.
Mm.
And I know they had these so-called landing teams inside the departments, which were supposed to prevent something like this from happening. So presumably, these landing teams were the ones who said this would be a safe move. I mean, I don't know. I don't know how in the world you could think that anybody like Sal, all you have to do is spend 5 minutes with her, and you know
liberal.
You're dealing with a whack job.
Well, so what is the... to explain the process for the new Trump cabinet to clean out, if possible, Obama holdovers. Well, because a lot of them are career civil servants, correct? And they work in justice all over the Justice Department. But you can't fire them, right? You can just detail them to other places?
No. Well, what you have to do is, and this has to be done in every agency, it's a very difficult task.
Has to be a clean out in every agency. Joe DeGenova is saying that you have to clean out every agency and every cabinet department of all these holdovers.
Keep people in place. But remember, inside each of these agencies, there are people who are aligned with you. They include civil servants,
mm-hmm.
and they include people in the senior executive service who are not Democrats, but who are people who are concerned about the legitimacy of government, and they will help you. In fact, many of those people were among the people giving information to me and others about what Sally Yates was doing. There are a huge number of people inside the Department of Justice, for example, who are prepared to take over and fill slots. What you do traditionally is you reorganize, quote unquote. You go in, you change the boxes, you change a participle or a preposition, and you give someone a new title, and they are moved out to a different spot. And then the person that you want takes over, and that's it. There's a huge number of spots where that can be done.
So you can, with a few smart deputies, you can go office by office to weed out those who would be recalcitrant and insubordinate to the priorities of this administration?
Yes, that is exactly right. And you have to have very strong people in these deputy positions. For example, like the assistant attorney general will have several deputy assistant attorney generals under him or her. Those people have to be aggressive but professional in the way they take account of what's going on. It doesn't take long if you talk to people who are in there, who are loyal to you and are responsible public servants, to find out who the good guys and the bad guys are. For example, if you go to the Civil Rights Division and you look for Barbara Wasserman, who did the investigation into Lois Lerner, you can pretty much figure out that Barbara Wasserman is somebody you're not going to want on your team. Now, she can stay in the department. She can even stay in the Civil Rights Division. But she's not necessarily anybody who's going to get a lot of work.
I see. So you even if you can't really technically fire these people, but you can reassign them. You could detail them to another agency or detail them to Anchorage, Alaska.
You can move people around. You can do all sorts of things. And that's perfectly legal. And in fact, they don't have to be included in certain meetings that are held to discuss, things that are going to happen, et cetera, et cetera. This is, again, taking control of a government that is, remember, populated almost 90% of all government employees are Democrats. Huge numbers of them belong to public service unions. And so I commend to people, by the way, a wonderful article in the Wall Street Journal by Philip K. Howard about how the president of the United States can once again take control of the federal government by controlling the civil service through his powers as the chief executive of the United States. Fascinating stuff about how the civil service is actually unconstitutional in many respects.
The landing
because
team.
Because you can't fire people.
Right. It's ridiculous. It's like the teachers' unions. You can't fire teachers.
That's exactly what it is.
Let me read this That's to right. you. That just because I want to get back to how these decisions were made. The Trump landing yes. team was Patrick Rowan, Jesse Liu, and Ronald Tenpass. They all worked in private practice. Rowan was an 18-year veteran of
right.
DOJ, led the National Security Unit during the George W. Bush years. Rowan, yeah, so he supervised DOJ appearances and intelligence surveillance court, et cetera. He worked at McGuire Woods. Liu was at Morrison & Foerster. Mm-hmm. He was also with National Security. And Tenpass also came from a Justice Department background. And he was seen as a
right.
possible leadership pick for Trump's Justice Department. So these people were not neophytes. And God bless them, but if these three guys were responsible for putting Yates in, I mean, what about their judgment? I mean, honestly.
Well, I really do not understand keeping her. You have to simply
Makes
say
no sense.
To yourself, why would you keep someone who is so political and so dangerous and so likely to do it? You could have predicted that this would come to pass. And in fact, it was unbelievably predictable. Her insubordination was eminently predictable. And again, I have to say this. If you spent 5 minutes with Sally Yates, you would know that this is a person of the extreme left who should not have been anywhere near the decision-making process for this president.
A person of the extreme left. Wow. Well, again, if you knew it and so many others knew it, why didn't they know it? This is a cautionary tale for the future. This is a cautionary tale.
The next person who better watch out is Rex Tillerson. The Department of State
is
a cesspool of anti-Trumpism, Democrats. You've seen this nonsense about these 100 former Department of State people who are sending a letter and they're using the dissent channel inside the State Department. You know, the people at the State Department believe in elections for other countries, but not ours.
Yeah, free elections. The purple finger in Iraq,
yeah.
But, you know, giving the finger to the American people. Yeah,
The other thing these guys need to do is they need to get their messaging down.
Oh, my
and
God.
People, they need to have a set number of surrogates and some talking points completely missing from the rollout of the initiative on refugees and immigration.
I said this on Friday night, and I was like, who's going out for the administration? And don't you think, Joe, they need to have a lawyer go out who actually knows the law and the Constitution. No offense to yes. Stephen Miller, who's a friend of mine, or any of these other folks, but a lawyer who actually understands what was done, why it was done, and why it's wholly consistent with our Constitution and statutory provisions yeah. in the U.S. Code. But they didn't have because that. They had a lot of analysts, yeah. political types go out.
Yeah, what they need is people who can say, number one, that this is a constitutionally valid, and it has been since the beginning of our time, for the president to control immigration and foreign policy. There is no right for a non-citizen to enter the United States, even with a visa. You do not have a right to enter the United States. And this is another thing that people don't realize. Even United States citizens returning to our country can be pulled aside and questioned for a number of hours. For example, we have a client who regularly travels to the Middle East, Asia, and Africa. Every time he returns to the United States as a citizen, he is pulled aside for what is called secondary questioning, usually for at least an hour, explaining what he did while he was in Africa or Asia or the Middle East. He is a United States citizen. So I don't know what all this screaming is. One of the dangerous things that the Democrats are doing, they're not just delegitimizing Trump. They're delegitimizing the constitutional and legal order by lying about what is and what isn't a constitutional right. Here they are lying that these immigrants have a constitutional right to enter the United States. They do not.
And imagine if they did. Imagine the lawsuits. Imagine would there be federal civil rights lawsuits filed from all over across the globe against the U.S. government? What would they be, 1983 action? What would they be? I don't know my federal civil
law. These would be Guantanamo-type actions. State actors preventing people. See, once you have a protected right, once they say it's a denial of due process, well, you know, you don't have due process at the entrance to the United States. Not in the United States when you are entering the United States. But believe me, it's coming down the pike. And these folks better be ready for it. And I'm not sure that they are. I hope that they are. I want them to be better.
How important is it for Jeff Sessions to pick a solicitor general that's a lawyer's lawyer, not a political lawyer?
Oh, I think it's really important. And my votes for Chuck Cooper, who is one of the great constitutional lawyers of our time, was in the Office of Legal Counsel for many years in the Reagan administration. Great constitutional lawyer, has represented states in huge civil actions and constitutional actions against the United States. Somebody of Chuck Cooper's caliber has got to be the Solicitor General of the United States. We've got to have it.
Be
a great lawyer.
We really appreciate it. Joe DeGeneva. Great analysis. Sally Yates was known inside the department as she's a leftist and a political hack. She should never have been put in that position. That was the mistake of the Trump team. And they can't afford any more of these mistakes. No way. Not with everything on the line. I appreciate it, Joe. Thank you so much. We'll close it out. Stay with us.
The Laura Ingraham Show.